Welcome to the Hesed Advent Devotional Experience. I'm your host, Darina Lazo Gilmore-Young. Merry Christmas, sweet friends. Let's come together and light the purple candle of love for this fourth and final week of Advent. We celebrate the coming King. We light candles and linger over the words of Scripture. At our house, we gather around the table for evening meals and talk about the four themes of the Advent weeks: hope, peace, joy, and love. We lament and laugh and lose track of time on these longer winter nights. This four-part Advent devotional experience was designed to engage your heart and encourage you to meet with God weekly. You might press play on the audio and listen while you're walking or lying in bed or even around the dinner table with your family. Give yourself permission to enter into this experience with grace. It's not about checking boxes. It's about moving intentionally toward God. This experience includes Bible passages that will be unpacked in the reflection. I encourage you to read or listen to the extended passages on your own and reflect in a journal or talk about some of your observations with your family. Another suggestion is to write out one of the verses to meditate on throughout the week. When we write out scripture, our brains and hearts engage in a more intentional way. I have curated a collection of music that helps our hearts delve deeper into Hesed, steadfast love, which is our theme for this Advent experience. Music is just one of the ways that we are ushered into worship. And so I suggest downloading the free app Spotify to your device or logging in through your computer or television. And this music is perfect for perhaps a Christmas Eve gathering or a Christmas Day dinner or brunch that you might be hosting. The Hesed Advent experience concludes with a few reflection questions that you might use for discussion around the table or to journal on your own. I hope these prompts helped you contemplate the week's theme and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you in your specific context. Let's come together and learn about God's steadfast love for each one of us. Let's read this week's passages of Scripture together. We're going to start with Ruth chapter 1 in the English Standard Version translation. This is verses 1 through 9. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem in Judah. They went into the country of Moab and remained there. But Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons. These took Moabite wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. They lived there about 10 years, and both Mahlon and Chilion died, so that the woman was left without her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law to return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the fields of Moab that the Lord had visited his people and given them food. And so she set out from the place where she was with her two daughters-in-law, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. But Naomi said to her daughters-in-law, "Go, return each of you to your mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband." And then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. Psalms 118 in the English Standard Version. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went on like a fire among thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the feastal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God. I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25 in the ESV translation. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Join me today for a reflection on the theme of love and hesed. My fingers brush over each precious pottery figurine. I trace the royal blue and gold details painted on their clothes and faces. As I set out each nativity from our world collection, I find myself thinking about the special role these characters had in the Christmas story. Each angel, shepherd, wise man, cow, and lamb were significant in bearing witness to the birth of our King. Each creature and person was created by God and invited to connect with His Son. This is all part of God's chesed, His steadfast love that is personal and palpable. My favorite part of decorating is setting out our nativity scenes. Each one is meaningful to me, including one from Costa Rica, Haiti, Mexico, and Ethiopia. These nativity scenes, which my youngest used to call the activity scene, are brimming with stories. We read snippets of history through the eyes of God's people in the Bible throughout Advent, and through each person, John, Elizabeth, Zechariah, Mary, Joseph, Anna, Simeon, Gabriel, the shepherds, and the royalty who came from the East, we get a different glimpse of the power of God's love. When I chose the word chesed as the theme for my 2024 year, I didn't realize how all-encompassing it was. It's difficult to translate chesed into a single English word because it embodies a cornucopia of concepts, including mercy, loyalty, steadfast love, covenant faithfulness, extravagant generosity, and loving kindness. God is our example of chesed. He sent His Son Jesus to embody His unconditional love for us. Michael Card writes in his book Inexpressible, Chesed and the Mystery of God's Loving Kindness, that chesed can open the door into an entire world, the world of God's own heart, the world of loving our neighbor and perhaps even our enemies. Today, we started with a reading from Ruth chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, which talks about God's core character quality of chesed and His heart for the marginalized is revealed through the words of Naomi. Different translations include some nuances in the phrasing. May the Lord deal kindly with you, says the ESV. May the Lord show kindness to you, says the CSB. May God treat you as graciously as, says the Message, paraphrase. May the Lord deal faithfully with you, CEB. Naomi offered her daughters-in-law a blessing of God's chesed in these verses, and ultimately she longs for rest and release from heartache for the women. If you take time to read the entire book of Ruth, you will discover God's chesed blessed Naomi through the sacrifice and loyal commitment of her daughter-in-law, Ruth. God's chesed also benefited Ruth as He showered her with both mercy and abundance through Boaz. And God's chesed raised up the loyal Boaz who grows in generosity and relationships. Chesed is pictured through the coming together of Boaz and Ruth in marriage and the birth of their son, Obed, who became the father of Jesse, who was daddy to King David himself. Ruth was great times 40 grandma to God's own son, Jesus. Like Ruth, we are invited into God's family tree when we choose to believe in Jesus, His death, and His resurrection. This is God's chesed toward us. Psalm 118 illuminates God's character of chesed further. We are invited to remember how God's love endures forever. He never grows weary of our quirks, our inconsistencies, our shortcomings. He shows up again and again with faithful, enduring love. Many of the 150 Psalms call out God's chesed for His people adorned with a ribbon of mercy. Matthew, the tax collector turned disciple, articulates the story of Joseph accepting his assignment to be the earthly daddy of Jesus and Jesus' birth. In Joseph, we see God's mercy. He had every right to jump ship, to divorce Mary and move on, but he believes the angel in his dream and says yes to steadfast love. He steps into the greatest love story ever told, along with Mary, and both bear witness to the birth of chesed. Friend, you and I are invited too. No matter your background or your burden, you are welcome to the activity scene. In fact, you were chosen as an honored guest. God is pulling out a chair at the table for you to take a seat and feast with Him, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this Christmas. Lean in with me as I share a few reflection questions as we close out this week's time. 1. Based on the scriptures and reflection, how would you describe God's hesed to a friend? 2. How does the book of Ruth show God's hesed, and why is this story significant to the Christmas story? 3. What can we learn from Joseph and his attitude about his role in the birth of Christ? How can we share God's hesed with others, especially during the Christmas season? Friends, thank you so much for joining me for the past 4 weeks and this Hesed Advent experience. This is one of my favorite things to write all year. And as we are closing out 2023, I just want you to know that I'm so grateful for this time that we have been able to connect and usher in the Christmas season together. I want to encourage you to hop over to darinagloriegram.substack.com/subscribe. And that's a place where you can get a copy of this full Advent experience, including the printables, the music collection link, recipes, and reflections. I have carefully curated this for you as a special gift, and I am so grateful for those who have chosen to become one of my paid subscribers who help to support our ministry. For just $50 for the year, you can actually get all of these bonus resources. And I do offer a free newsletter where I send out resources weekly and words of encouragement for you as you chase after God's glory. Don't forget to subscribe here to the podcast, and that way when I have bonus episodes or new seasons in the future, then you will get access to those right away in whatever podcast app you use. Thank you, friends, for being with me during this time. I want to just wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.